my annual planning process. I love the beginning and end of the year more than any other time. As a strategy-obsessed and goal-oriented person with countless projects, ideas, and ambitions, only January and December present an opportunity where I feel that I can truly breathe, think, reflect, and plan. For me, the rest of the year is for executing the plan and adapting. Without the process I follow every January and December, I don't think I'd be able to accomplish a fraction of what I've been able to over the last decade. So whether or not you're like me in this regard, you will likely have things that you want to accomplish, and I thought it might be helpful to share with you what my process looks like. This is my blueprint for how I plan my year. Let's start with an overview. In January, I will typically do the following. My three words, setting my goals, establishing my priorities, picking my habits, and writing down my affirmations. Then in December, I'll do a retrospective. This is the outline for what I do each year, and I'm going to break down each of these and give examples. My three words. I start out the year picking my three words, and instead of resolutions which tend to get abandoned, these three words are the themes that I keep in mind throughout the year. I'm not resolving to do anything. I'm not thinking about things I want to accomplish specifically. Instead, I'm thinking about who I want to be and choosing three words to remind me of these commitments. These words are something I tend to think about throughout the previous year as I notice areas where I'm falling short, places I need to grow, or ways to enhance what's already working. As I think of words that may be working for the upcoming year, I'll add them to a note for future reference. This year, my three words are author, reduce, and delegate. There's a link to that post in the show notes, as well as the episode, so you can listen to it. I also make myself a phone lock screen with the wallpaper so I can see it every day. If you check the link in the show notes, you'll actually be able to go and see my Spider-Man wallpaper that has the words author, reduce, and delegate. It's what I see every time I unlock my phone. Once I have my themes, though, I move on to my goals. While themes are meant to color and flavor my year, goals are more tangible outcomes that I'm hoping to accomplish. These are generally SMART goals, with the time aspect generally being the end of the year, but occasionally I have a more immediate due dates. I break these goals up into three different categories: personal, professional, and growth. Once I have all of my goals written down, I later go back and break them into action plans, spread it across my calendar for the year with due dates and milestones. Starting with personal goals. Personal goals include, but are not limited to, my physical, mental, and emotional health, my finances, my relationships with friends and family, and my home improvement projects. So here's some examples. Get my weight under 175 pounds. Save $10,000 for my daughter's college fund. See my parents in person. Get together with each of my closest friends at least once this year. In my personal life, I try not to be too goal-oriented as I tend to have so many professional goals. So speaking of professional goals, this is actually the largest category for me as it relates to goals. The main reason is that there are multiple subsections and then sub-subsections that I tend to think about. But the big sections are revenue goals, content and marketing goals, and then project goals. Under revenue goals, the thing is that I have multiple streams of revenue. So this is where the sub-subsections come in. So I set a dollar amount that I'd like to earn broken down by revenue stream. So for example, I might say $150,000 in consulting revenue, $300,000 in super productive revenue, $50,000 in speaking and training revenue, $15,000 in content, affiliate, and online product related revenue. I always try to set an attainable but ambitious revenue goal. Next, I set content and marketing goals. I have a lot of content and marketing projects. There's Becoming Superhuman, which is the content that's available as a blog, newsletter, and podcast, which is what you're listening to. There's my primary podcast, which is Shareable. I have two other podcasts, Rogue and Heroic Counsel. Rogue is actually going on hiatus because I have too many content projects. And I have several other content projects, but these are really the big ones. And then there's also my social media. So each year I set goals for each of these different projects and each of these shows. And this can be about the number of pieces of content created generally, or number of pieces about a specific type of content that I want to create, or the amount of revenue that each channel generates. So for example, I might say publish 96 posts on Becoming Superhuman, publish 96 episodes of Shareable, add 5,000 new subscribers to Becoming Superhuman, generate 100,000 in total revenue from Heroic Counsel, publish and monetize 3 premium guides. So that's spread across things like number of posts as well as revenue generated. Next, there's project goals. Project goals are kind of the everything else of my professional goals, where I focus on any other kind of idea that I'm developing. And this is typically about getting other ideas across the finish line. Generally, I don't have revenue goals associated with these. It's usually more about really getting things completed. So for this year, for instance, I published a book. If you haven't heard that yet in any of the other episodes, is your first time on Becoming Superhuman, I published a book. It's called The Lovable Leader. So I have plenty of goals around promoting the book. I also have two other team-up companies that I'm starting. And then there's the lingering projects that I started previously but haven't gotten across the finish line. In previous years, The Lovable Leader was a section on this part of my goals list. So examples for this year would be promote The Lovable Leader on social media 3 to 5 times a week. Sell 3,500 copies of The Lovable. By the way, the book is available for pre-order now, so if you click the link in the show notes, you'll be able to find it. Or you can just search for The Lovable Leader wherever books are found. Another goal might be launch Super Creative Studio and Super Automated by the end of Q2, and launch Shareable FM with 15 shows by the end of Q3. So these are all goals that, these are actually real life goals of mine. Next, I move on to growth goals. Growth goals are my opportunity to think about how to level up as a human being. I separate this out because often the ways in which I hope to grow cut across both my personal and professional life. And this generally includes things like, what are the skills I want to learn about? What are the skills I want to practice or improve? And then even, what are behaviors, tendencies, or even traumas that I want to address and be more mindful about in the coming year? For example, read 24 books, complete Unit 2 and reach Checkpoint 2 in Duolingo Mandarin. Those are two growth goals I have. So then you have to take it from goals to action. Once the goals are out of the way, the bulk of the heavy lifting has been done. I then take all of those goals and break each down into actions and milestones to keep an eye on throughout the year. After I've established my goals, I move on to my priorities. Setting the priorities is pretty straightforward. Here's what I do. I pick 5 things that are my most important goals, projects, areas of focus, and I put them on a single list. And this is to help the most important things stand out from everything else. You see, goals can kind of be tucked away and referenced and marked off as complete at any time, but priorities, much like my 3 words, have to stay in front of me at all times. I put my top 5 priorities into a task list as its own project and place a widget on my home screen so that I always see it. This way, I'm always seeing the 5 most important things I need to do for the year. And if I complete one, I don't add any more until I've completed all 5. That way, I maintain that those 5 things are the most important. So for example, this year I have launched Super Productive 2.0, have a successful book launch, maintain current client roster all year, shift primary revenue from consulting to speaking and content, and complete certification curriculum and materials for the Superhero Institute. Once I'm done priorities, I move into habits. Habits are about looking at my goals and priorities and identifying things that I can do each day, week, and month to inch closer toward accomplishing what's really important to me. So for instance, a goal of getting my weight under 175 would lead to 3 habits. Work out 4 times per week, daily intermittent fasting, and drink 3 glasses of 20 ounces of water per day. I track these habits in an app called Done. I put the link in the show notes. I try to limit my total number of daily habits to like 5, as I found that after that I start to get overwhelmed and just ignore the push notifications. I also try to limit my weekly habits to about 3 or 4, and monthly to about 2 to 3. Throughout the year, I don't really sweat missing a day or even a week here or there. Instead, I try to focus on achieving the longest streak possible. The focus is on the streak, because I found that to be the most successful strategy of building and keeping my habits. If I break the streak, I just start over and see if I can beat my previous streak. A few more habit examples: read 15 minutes per day, make the bed every morning, practice Chinese and Duolingo for 2 lessons with my morning coffee. And by the way, if you are interested in learning how to build better habits, I strongly recommend you read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's amazing. Finally, I review and update my affirmations. These are things I try to look at regularly and say in my head or out loud, typically after a morning meditation. These are affirming positive statements written in the present tense. I try to limit this to 5 as a maximum, and I start each of them with I am. So my affirmations are, I am a superhero and every day I will make a difference in someone's life. I am a great husband and father, and I let my family know how much they mean to me. I am building a movement to change how people view the purpose of their lives. I am patient and will favor maintaining a steady pace over burnout. I am realistic and will prepare for whatever life throws at me. If any of these need to change or be updated, I take the beginning of the year to do it. Then there's the retrospective. At the end of the year, I do a retrospective by looking back on the year and asking what worked, what didn't work, and what are my next actions. More on this at the end of the year. Tools for a better tomorrow. So here's the thing. Do you need to do all of this? Absolutely not. But I'm going to give you a few sentences on why I do all of this for your consideration. The 3 words help me to remember the type of person I want to be and guides how I choose to spend my time. My affirmations help me reinforce the person I am and cause me to recenter around those ideals. My goals give me tangible destinations while my habits give me tangible actions. Seeing my priorities helps me cut through the fog of daily responsibilities to remember the impact I'm trying to make and the things that are most important for me to accomplish in service of my goals. At the end of it all, these are just tools to focus me on giving my life purpose, meaning, and direction. Without these tools, I am unconsciously reacting to the world around me, but with these tools, I am the author of my story. By the way, author is one of my three words. What's your process? I'm always looking to learn and level up by learning from others, so please share your process with me, and I hope that this episode helps you have the most amazing year yet. Thank you for listening. This has been Becoming Superhuman, the podcast, which is an audio version of my newsletter that comes out every Monday and Thursday with insights and explorations into how we can collectively unlock our potential, do work that matters, and change the world. If you like what I'm doing and you want to support my work as an independent creator, please consider signing up for my paid newsletter, where you will get access to my private Discord server, a whole host of resources on Notion, including valuable templates, reading lists, suggested tools and apps, along with a whole lot more. And finally, paid subscribers get access to both open office hours, where they can talk through challenges in branding, leadership, culture change, marketing and sales, as well as productivity, as well as members-only quarterly webinars. If you are interested in supporting my work as an independent creator, please go to jeffgibbard.com/plus. I hope to see you on the next episode of Becoming Superhuman. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of the Shareable Podcast Network. Learn more at shareable.fm.